Are you ready for the deadliest news, issues, comments, and people? Well, on now is National Talk Black with Trendy Trev, going live from BBM through the National Indigenous Radio Service. Give us a call now, 1-800-422-416. National Talk Black with Trendy Trev.
Yes, a very good morning, you deadly mob. Welcome back to your deadly program, National Talk Black. It is I, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev Murray from the Curry, live on First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns. You know it, BBM, Bummerbrip Media, 98.7 FM. We go across the nation thanks to NERS, National Digital Radio Service, and you can have your say by calling us on that deadly number, 1-800-422-416. I'd like to acknowledge traditional owners of the land we broadcast from, and to all our traditional owners across this deadly country of ours. Welcome back to National Talk Black. Have your say and yarn up strong. We're going to catch up a yarn now with our Professor Merlin Thomas, Department of Diabetes, Monash University, and talk about National Diabetes Week it is, and that's from July 12 to July 18, and talk about the focus on supporting the emotional and mental health of people living with diabetes in the world that we're living in at the moment, thanks to COVID-19. On the line, Professor Merlin Thomas, a very good morning. How are you?
Good morning. Thanks for having me on your show.
Thank you very much for coming to the program, my friend. You're based where? Melbourne?
I'm in Melbourne, in the lockdown in Melbourne. Yeah.
Lockdown in Melbourne. I'm sitting up here with a pair of shorts and singlet on here in far north Queensland, Cairns.
Yeah, I'm envious of you. I can tell you that.
Sharing that with you, my friend. Listen, very important conversation in regarding National Diabetes Week and looking at patients with diabetes and caused with COVID-19 in our face. It makes it hard for people with diabetes and should be more focused on our patients, yes?
Yeah, I mean, the crazy thing is that there's an epidemic going on even before this COVID thing came about. And this epidemic is diabetes. And when I mean epidemic, I mean there are 300 to 400 Australians every day that's going to develop this diabetes. Mm. And there's now 500 million across the world. You know, we're talking in many populations, places like the Middle East and certainly in many indigenous communities. We're looking at, you know, 1 in 3, 1 in 4 adults are going to get diabetes or have got diabetes. And that's a big thing, not only for the health of these people, but also their chances of leading a good long life.
Well, exactly. And we're talking about also the mental capacity in regarding COVID-19, isolation and what have you, and the fear of catching the so-called disease has put a lot of pressure on people, yes?
Yeah, and same goes with diabetes, because they've seen what's happened in their friends and their families and other people in the community who have, you know, lost their vision or lost a toe or a foot or whatever. They've seen what it does, and then of course, no one wants to get some of that, and so they all have this big feeling that diabetes, you know, is something really serious, but also that when it becomes so serious, it does play on your head a lot. And a lot of people, particularly those with diabetes in indigenous communities,
yes,
do suffer from that legacy of knowing what diabetes does, and therefore sometimes it can get all too much. And we need to talk about this. We need to say,
exactly,
you know, there are treatments available, we can do things, and you know, the treatments that are out there now can reduce your risk of, you know, major things like heart attack, strokes, or losing a foot or an eye. You know, they can reduce those things. And if you just talk about it with your doctor and work it out a way forward, then I think you can move forward.
Professor Merlin, more people are dying because of diabetes. Why more people will die this year from diabetes than COVID-19?
Well, the sad thing is that diabetes just doesn't affect sugar levels. It affects all parts of the blood, because the body, because the blood transfers that sugar everywhere in the body. So what we see in people with diabetes is maybe a 2 to 3-fold increased risk of, for example, in any 5 to 10 year period, having a heart attack or having a stroke, developing heart failure. And when you look at things like death from kidney failure, you know, if you've got diabetes, it's 10 to 20 fold higher than someone without diabetes, because diabetes and its sugars damage the blood vessels and the system that supplies the critical organs. And that's really why it's associated with such a high risk of problems and an increased risk of dying. But the scary thing is also that having diabetes also puts you increased risk certain kinds of infections. And one of those things also seems to be this COVID.
Yes. Now, why these deaths could be prevented by concerted action and education?
Well, we know that good glucose control and good treatment of diabetes, when it's done properly, reduces your risk of all sorts of complications. And we're seeing data now coming out of long-term trials with medications, seeing a third or a half lower rate of important things like death or heart attacks or heart failure and things like that. Good treatment works, and you just need to be able to work together with your doctors and your diabetes educators and all those diabetes support people that are out there, because they know what good treatment is. And if you do that, then you can, you know, carry a good legacy into your future of good health.
So the new research can make a difference to those with diabetes, yes?
Oh, absolutely. So what we know now is that the medicines that were, you know, in research 5-10 years ago that are now coming out, we know now that they can make a real difference to outcomes. Good. What we hope now is that the medicines that we are researching now here at, in the Department of Diabetes and other kinds of things will be the new treatments in the next 5 years and 10 years. Because in truth, you know, when we get into a pickle like COVID, we need science and research to get us out of it.
And regarding diabetes itself, what's the main causes? Are we talking sugar? Are we talking alcohol, smoking, all the above?
Well, the trick is that it's a combination of things that makes most people in trouble, particularly type 2 diabetes. So type 2 diabetes essentially comes when there is too much fat in the wrong places in your body, usually in the glucose controlling areas of your pancreas and your liver. Now that only happens when it's not being sequestered in the right spots and when you've got too much of it. So the major cause globally of diabetes is just eating too much of everything, not just sugar, of eating too much of anything and exercising far too little. Now the combination of which means that our body is just like putting fat away, and we store it until we can't store it anymore. So imagine your fat stores are kind of like your pantry in your house, and you have the shopping come every week. But if you go out for dinner and keep that shopping coming, you've got nowhere to put it. So eventually you go, oh, I've got the shopping here. It's too important. I just spent some money. I can't put this anywhere else, but there's no room in the pantry. I have it, stick it somewhere else. So I'll stick it in the hallway, or I'll stick it in the bathroom. And of course, the hallway and the bathroom doesn't work. That's exactly what diabetes is, where you stick the fat when your pantry is full in the wrong spot, and your pancreas and your liver stop working properly because there's too much in the wrong place.
Look, nice analogy there. Thank you very much for sharing. So National Diabetes Week is July 12th to July 18th. What can people do to prevent diabetes and keep themselves healthy?
Well, that's the really interesting thing, is that we know what already. I mean, it's not like COVID, we don't know what to do. We know exactly what we need to do for preventing diabetes. So there's big studies out there showing that exercising regularly and eating a modest and a varied diet can actually reduce your risk of diabetes by over half. So simple things like maintaining your activity every day, and you've got your shorts on your sunny day, so for your lunch hour, go out.
Go for a jog, go for a walk.
Move. You don't have to jog, you just have to move. All of the time, as more often, and then when you see your food, really enjoy it. You don't have to eat lots to enjoy it, you just eat good food. So the truth is that so many people have got so little time, they just eat whatever's there and they just graze. Eat for enjoyment, not for nutrition. Then you'll find yourself eating much less and much healthier stuff. And when you do that, your risk of diabetes will go down, as well as other risks as well. And that's really important.
Beautiful words. Professor Merlin, thank you very much. All the best to you. You stay safe, and we'll yarn soon, my friend.
Take care, all your friends.
Cheers. Bye-bye. A beautiful yarn there. Professor Merlin Thomas, Department of Diabetes, Monash University. And look, talking about National Diabetes Week, July 12 to July 18. And the focus should be supporting the emotional and mental health of people living with diabetes. Also draw attention with the gaps in between diabetes service and care. And with COVID-19, more focus should be there. And as he stated, there's been a pandemic before COVID-19 came along in regard to diabetes. You might have your say. Yarn up strong, add to the conversation. 1-800-422-416. Yarn with the Baldy on Trevor Tim, Trinity Trev, Murray from the Curry, live from First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns. That's BBM Bumber Brit Media, 98.7 FM. And we go across the nation thanks to NERS, National Digital Radio Service. Too deadly.
but children be. Let them free. My children be, let them free. Oh, I just want to see they're a part of me. The ego custody, I saw the house we were once married. He's my expense. We had a children be, let them free. I just want to see they're a part of me.
Sebastian here, hanging up on our national talk track, your big yarning show, CBM 98.7.
I remember the day.
See me on the track, way out west of Rabbit Flat. You'll know which town that I'm gonna stay. Well, if you're ever hanging round in Fitzroy Crossing, when the people all come in at rodeo time, they'll be in from Newcombe Bar Derby, Luma, Christmas Creek. And you can bet the beer is flowing in the bar. Well, I can see that Fitzroy River in my mind, and I'm thinking about all of those good times. And I remember just how sad I was the day I had to leave, but I knew that I'd be back again sometime. Remember me to all the people there, and thank them for the way they treated us every day. Well, I hope I can do the same for them somewhere, 'cause I can see that Fitzroy River in my mind, and I'm thinking about all of those good times. And I remember just how sad I was the day I had to leave, but I knew that I'd be back again sometime. Yes, I left my heart behind in Fitzroy Crossing, and the memory's just too strong now to ignore. If you see me on the track, I won't be stopping at Rabbit Flat. You'll know it's town that I'll be heading for, 'cause I can see that Fitzroy River in my mind, and I'm thinking about all of those good times. And I remember just how sad I was the day I had to leave, but I knew that I'd be back again sometime. Yes, I knew that I'd be back again sometime.
For many people, paying for essential goods and services is a struggle, yet going without is worse. Without a fridge, you can't store fresh food. Without a computer, kids can be left behind at school. And if you can't afford the medical care you need, you can't get well. The No Interest Loan Scheme, NILS, offers people on low income safe, fair and affordable loans for fridges, washing machines and furniture, as well as education and medical expenses. Loans cannot be used for rent, arrears or bills. To be eligible for NILS, you must have a healthcare or pension card. Earn under $45,000, $60,000 for joint applicants or people with children, and you must be able to repay the loan. NILS is based on trust and respect.
To inquire about NILS loans, call Shaq in Cairns on 4080 7400. That's 4080 7400. Shaq is a local NILS provider for Good Shepherd Microfinance.
Station sponsor.
Hey, what you doing, your mob? It's me, Bushtaka Bungie, and you're listening to the National Talk Black program. Makaran.
National Talk Black, 1-800-422-416.
A very good morning, your daily mob. Welcome back to your daily program, National Talk Black. It is I, Trevor Tim Trendy, Trev Murray from Macquarie, live from First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns, North Queensland. That's BBM Bumper Brip Media, 98.7 FM. We go across the nation thanks to NERS, National Indigenous Radio Service. You can have your say and yarn up strong on the daily number, 1-800-422-416. Okay, the caption here is all aboard flexibility for tourism transport operators. So in regard to the world that we live in at the moment, COVID-19, and adapting to the rules, well, thumbs up for the tourism industry. We're going to catch up and have a yarn with the CEO of Queensland Tourism Industry Council, and that's Daniel Gisquin on the line. And on the line, Daniel, very good morning. How are you?
Good morning, Trevor. I'm very well, thank you. Sunny day in Queensland.
Yeah, sunny day in Queensland. Thank you very much for coming to the program. Where are you based, Daniel?
I'm in Brisbane, but I'm a frequent traveller, including to the north of Queensland and, well, anywhere else, really. There's so many places to see and visit and so many places that are important for tourism, Trevor, so I have to get around a bit. But I'm
Exactly. We've got a beautiful footprint up here in Far North Queensland. When you're talking about the reef, the rainforest, the outback, you know, it's very important that we have the industry, one of our biggest industries in this region, tourism, and we've got a bit of light at the tunnel, at the end of the tunnel, regarding thumbs up, regarding operations. Can you please explain after the conversation with the Chief Health Officer regarding COVID-19, please?
Yes, so our industry had to put in place plans to manage the health and safety issues well and convince the Queensland Government that we're safe to operate across all aspects of the industry, whether that's restaurants, clubs, pubs, hotels, all of that, including transport operators. And we approved, we had a plan approved a few weeks ago by the Chief Health Officer, but we had to amend it a bit and add some elements to it to make it more possible for transport operators. I'm thinking of the reef operators in North Queensland and also the coach operators all over the state, including the Outback and in the north, to make it possible for them to operate their vehicles and their vessels without being stymied by the social distancing rules in particular. So what we've done now is we introduced a checklist that introduces other hygiene measures that allows coaches and boats to carry at least 50 people or up to 50 people when they go out to the reef or take people around on coaches without being compromised by the social distancing rules. So it's possible for them to commercially operate these vessels and coaches again when previously they couldn't because the numbers were so limited.
So it sounds like a conversation that came to a compromise, so to speak, regarding safety and also opening up operations in regard to communication with the chief health officers, yeah?
Exactly, that's exactly right. I mean, we all understand how important it is to make sure that we provide safe environments and we can see how things can go wrong. And in Victoria, for instance, we have to make sure our destinations, our operators are not only seen to be safe, but also are actually safe. And that's what we're trying to achieve with those plans. We know it's very important to the reputation of the destination as a whole and to individual operators, because we know that travellers or would-be travellers, they're very concerned about their safety. They want to make sure that their families are looked after when they arrive somewhere or use a service. So this plan is very important. It strikes that, as you say, that compromise between the commercial viability and the safety, and we hope it will be another step in the recovery of our industry, including in North Queensland.
Well, I think I would add that hats off, thumbs up to Queenslanders as a whole and how we operated through COVID-19, and also to the Premier, Anna Palaszczuk, in regarding keeping borders closed. Did her job, but we're looking at the future and the economy, and it needs to be up and running again, and we're slowly doing it, but doing it cautiously as per your conversation, yes?
Absolutely. Look, I think we have to also be very thankful for being up in Queensland here and be in the situation we're in and making the most of it and gradually, step by step, get the economy going again and keeping everybody safe at the same time. So, look, we have a huge advantage here in Queensland, I believe, and the collaboration between the Queensland Government and organisations like us, the Queensland Tourism Industry Council, has been very, very strong, very constructive, and everybody's really trying to do the right thing, and I think that puts us in a strong position to get this recovery going again and get the operators going again. And Trevor, can I say also to make the most of the Year of Indigenous Tourism, which is still going, and we hope to make even more of it, because we know the Indigenous culture and people that we have is such an important aspect of our tourism industry and something that will become more and more important.
Yeah, second
that.
Exactly, and fantastic. It is the Year of Indigenous Tourism, and fantastic that we still got about 6-odd months ago. In regards to the All Aboard Flexibility for Tourism Transport Operators, is it immediately, or have we got a date where we can start operating to the rules, new rules apply?
It is immediately. It was, in fact, came into play last Friday, and that's so it's in effect now. And combined with the opening of the borders on Friday this week, we should be in a strong position to make the most of it and welcome these people from the south. They're eager to come to warm, the warmer parts of North Queensland, I'm sure it's pretty miserable down south. So
exactly,
many people will take advantage of it.
We will, and we in Queensland Tourism, especially for North Queensland, will take anybody's money. So look, fantastic. Look, doors are opening up, and but also we still need to provide the safety requirements that are required in regarding over here, because we still haven't got a vaccine for the virus. So we also need to operate under the rules, so to speak, and not be complacent.
Exactly, that's exactly right, Trevor, and we have to work together here, we have to support each other, and I think we've done a great job so far.
Daniel, very good talking with you. Thank you very much for sharing. Look, all the best and thumbs up, and all smiles for the tourism operators in Queensland, especially here in North Queensland. Thank you for the conversation, all the best to you, and looking forward to catching up with you soon, my friend.
Thank you very much, Trevor. I look forward to coming up north again very soon.
Bye, Daniel.
Thank you.
A beautiful yarn there. He's the CEO of Queensland Tourism Industry Council. That's Daniel Jishwin. And just talking about the opening up of operators, tourism operators, coaches and boats, vessels, accommodation. And a compromise was put in place regarding operating, talking about 50-odd passengers on each business tourism operators, so they can operate and continue with their business. It is the year of Indigenous tourism, so fantastic, and we need that support for this industry. It employs a lot of people here, especially in North Queensland. Have your say, your mob, yarn up strong, add to the conversation, 1-800-422-416. Yarn with the ball, you on Trevor Tim 20, Trev Murray from Macquarie. I'm your host for your daily program, National Talk Black, a voice for our people, so do utilise it, add to the conversation. I want to hear from you, deadly mob, 1-800-422-416.
My God, Barney, while I'm living, I'm going to die. open jails, a lonesome place at night. Yes, open jails, a lonesome place at night. The moonlight turns these dirty walls to white. Dreaming every day of a love so far away. Yes, golden jails, a lonesome place at night. It's a bitter day of sorrow when you drink that cup of shame. You're branded with a number. They take away your name. At night, you are surrounded. Four dirty whitewashed walls. You listen to the water as he makes his nightly calls. Maybe you are dreaming of the one you love so well, when suddenly you're awakened by the ringing of a bell. You rise and fold your blankets as you listen to each chime. It's a bitter sad reflection for my boy, you're good in time. Yes, golden jails, a lonesome place at night. The moonlight turned these dirty walls to white. Dreaming every day of a love so far away. Yes, golden jails, a lonesome place at night. Life's a steep one, a long and dreary climb. Twice as long, twice as steep, when you know you're doing time. Twice as long, twice as steep, when you know you're doing time. Doing time. Yeah, my boy, you're doing time.
My name's Jared Harbrow from the Gold Coast Suns. You're tuned in to National Talk Black with Trendy Trev.
1-800-422-416.
Yeah, that choppy number again, 1-800-422-416. Give the Murray a call. Let's have a yarn. Otherwise, you can text the brother 045-714-0550 and our Facebook page as well, BBM 987 FM. We go via NERS, National News Radio Service, and we're housed at the First Nation Radio Station in Cairns, BBM Bummer Brip Media 98.7 FM. And yarning with the bully on Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev, Murray from the Curry, taking right up to 12 noon. It's 11:42, so 18 minutes to have you saying yarn up strong. Now, we are not out of the woods yet regarding COVID-19, the virus is still upon us, and thanks to the fact that we do not have a vaccine for it. And look, the thoughts are going out to the mob there in Victoria. They record 177 new cases, and also Victorians copped $200,000 worth of fines in the past 24 hours. So Victoria has recorded 177 new coronavirus cases overnight. 25 of those cases are connected to contained outbreaks. 151 are under investigation and one in hotel quarantine. 72 Victorians are in hospital with coronavirus, including 17 in intensive care. There are currently 1,612 active cases across the state. And the state's chief health officer, Professor Brett Sutton, said there are four offered new outbreaks every day. The new cases bring pre-existing clusters to 6 cases of La Manier's supermarket in Essendon, 12 cases of Somerville Village Meats, 26 cases of Manorock Aged Care in Essendon, 13 cases of Glendale Aged Care in Werribee, 144 cases at Altoa College and Tulgrenny, 28 in staff, 76 in students, 16 in closed contacts, and further 22 cases under investigation. 2 cases at Jupiro Central Age Park in Windsor. So look, the list goes on. And regarding the COVID-19 in Victoria, borders are opening up and things are going back to normal in most other states and territories. But as I said, we cannot be too complacent in regard to this virus. It is still upon us. We need to tread carefully, stay safe, and wash hands constantly, and keep our distance. 1.5, you don't need to be out and about, then look, stay home. If you are, we're getting back to normality, still adhered to by the rules that are in place. Have you say, Mob Yarn Up Strong here on National Talk Black, 11:44 here in sunny North Queensland. Love to hear what you're going to say here on National Talk Black, 1-800-422-416.
Coastline slip away. I wondered why it came. Yeah.
Yeah, Warrumpi Band with their daily track Stars here at your daily program, National Tall Black. Have you say, Yarn Up Strong, and then you'll be a star. 1-800-422-416. The daily brother got online there is Selwyn. Very good morning, brother.
Good morning, yeah, brother. Yeah, brother, I want to pick up, I think the quote come from a Croydon about the flag. And first off, when I first heard it, I thought it was a white fella taking the mickey out of black fella, like Billy Coke bottle, you know, when he rang in about the flag.
Yes.
But anyway, brother, my take on the flag, you don't like respect for the flag. The Republican movement is picking up, and there are white folks that have not much respect for the Australian flag. There was the boxing kangaroo, and there's the Eureka flag, brother.
Exactly.
But, yeah, and I think the Yellow Witness, they're a white Australian mob that don't respect the Australian Day or the flag because of the way they worship. And brother, you're going to laugh at our own mob, you know? Ninja Warrior, Marindu, and Tony Abbott, brother. What they done, brother? You know, what do you call them? Them shorts that they put on.
Them budgies.
Oh, yeah. You know, let's show how much we have a sense of, you know, our brother, the ninja. Ninja Warrior,
yeah.
That little boogie in that, brother.
Exactly.
Yeah, but there was a towel in selling woolly, and woolly is Australian towel, and it said, "Go back to where you come from. If you don't love it, leave." It was an Australian flag that was sold here. But on another note, on the Aboriginal flag, but I want to tell this. I like telling this story, but I'll put them when I choke up sometime. But there was a brawl in the Lithgow Maximum Security Jail in New South Wales. There was a brawl between the Middle Eastern and the Kuris down there. The warden was there, the chief warden, he was telling the story. The Kuris won the brawl, and in Redfern, there's Everly Street. What the Middle Eastern people done, they put a flag up there, and they put graffiti on it. And they said, if you F with our family inside, then we'll F with your family outside. And they fired Shostak, Ebbesheed and Redfern. So that's fair enough. Not fair enough, but I said, that happened. And so there wouldn't be much love lost between the Kuris and the Middle Eastern people.
Mm.
But a few years after, remember the Cronulla riots, brother?
Yep.
The Middle Eastern people got attacked by white dwellers. Cronulla riots, mind you.
Mm.
And there was tension all the time in Cronulla. And, of course, the Scottmore mob, Cronulla Shark.
Mm.
And the people that got the first try and the last try, brother. And it was Ben Barber.
Exactly.
Family from Barber, the fellow that got the last try was Andrew Fifita. And it brought a little bit of peace there, and it's a Scottmore mob.
Mm.
And even though Ben Barber and Andrew Fifita, I don't like what happened, especially the wristband with that support for that fellow that came into the blog of the domestic violence. But, you know, the Bible says God will choose what the world thinks is nonsense to shame the proud. I was 50 years since it was, and he made the rugby league pin-up boy, Andrew Essinghausen, and made him cry, brother. And it brought a bit of... And it, for me, it's in line with the team for this year. Always was and always will be. We might, British legal system might be honour, but morally, it shows that, you know, like Lion Rose, I often tell the story about Lion Rose and the Japanese and how he won the thing, and they needed a psychological lift, and he wouldn't be fighting around. Charlie Perkins, you had a Fijian Indian on the show, brother, that fellow bullied him last year, but it was Charlie Perkins that. He stood up for this Fiji Indian. She was a little girl, didn't they? They were going to deport her. And he stood up for his. And same with Anthony Mundine. He stood up for the Polynesian people. You know, we've always been that, because I don't think they can say to us, oh, if you don't like it, go back to where you come from. Morally, we always show. And here's another one, brother. You know how where Kevin Rudd got the apology. We set the tone, brother.
Mm.
And a lot of people don't realize that white people were... Little kids were brought out here, and one of those fellows was the manager of ABC. His name was David Hill, and they, you know, and when that, you know, like you talk about stolen generation, there was a time when if you had white people, when they had children out of wedlock, the kids were called bastards. And Gareth Evans, he called himself a bastard. He was on Australia Story, but a lot of those kids were unwanted, and they needed an apology. And same with those. People from England, the little committee, all opened their door, all set the town, brother, the black ones. And it shows, you know, we always, in leadership, we've always been there, we've sort of set the town for not just people of colour, but white Australians. Brother, have I got a little bit more, brother, to rant, brother?
What's that, sorry?
Have I got a little more to rant, a little more to say, brother?
Yeah, no, you're right. Yeah, go ahead. You're right, brother. Yep.
Yeah, and brother, you know, Greg, sorry, Greg, I don't send this around you, but people that share his story about, you know, like the fact that he had got us collected their ethnicity about those people around that restaurant.
Well,
we don't say, there's another story that we don't say all the white people are like that. One was that shooting in the Cairns Base Hospital, a place of safety, when one staff was promoted and the other one wasn't, and staff. And the people from the park found a little baby in the park, in Munro Martin Park, the people from Lockhart River, they found a little white baby.
Yeah.
And not all white people are like that. We don't say that, like, you know, some people will say all the black. And that naval base there, brother, there was a car bomb there, this was a naval base. And nobody said that, the media didn't say they were terrorists. You can tell the fella, it's Noonga fella. Of course, he's going to go over to overseas to fight overseas. He wasn't going to fight. He wasn't a terrorist either, Jaden Thorne. But I want to put this to implicitly. How come it's all right? It's not all right for them to go fight for Muslim, but nobody says anything about that, for people to go over there and fight for Israel.
Mm.
care, brother, and that's what it'll be. Thank you very much, brother.
No, thank you very much. Thank you, Selwyn. Adding to the conversation, that daily brother. Selwyn, regular caller here on your daily program, National Talk Black, and you too can call us on that daily number, 1-800-422-416. Add to the conversation and yarn up strong. We've got about 8 minutes left on the program. It's a 1 hour program, and we come to you from the First Nation radio station in Cairns. That's BBM Bumbleberry Media, 98.7 FM. I believe we've got Tony on the line. Tony, good morning.
Hey, good morning, radio brother. Yeah.
How are you, my brother?
Yeah, I'm good, actually. Brett Muller, the Gordonvale councillor, came out home and saw me there and saw some of the protest photos, what I'm capable of, and he's helped me, and he's going into bat against me, but the council's been real stubborn over selling me at the grave, but that's not what, but there's progress that's going, and I've just photocopied the front cover of the new paper, and it's, the mayor will like it. I've got a comment on the flag.
On the flag? Yep.
Yeah, well, it became a controversial thing when copyright was put on it and people couldn't reprint it for commercial reasons. I think the thing with the flag is when a flag is flown upside down, traditionally, in signals, that means it's in trouble. The place is the flag of that place.
Yes, yeah, there's a meaning behind it, exactly, yep.
Yeah, there's a meaning behind it. So when a flag is flown, when a flag is printed upside down, well, it's not the same flag because it's got the red on the top.
Mm.
And so then that makes it a non-commercial thing that nobody can sue anybody
for. Yeah, it becomes a null and void entity.
Yeah, see, I'm a thinking man. I've got a lot of time to sit and think. Yeah, but that's, I've had that in mind for a long time, you know.
Mm. Exactly.
And the other thing, people talk about republic. That's my thing with the crown, because I've heard Prince Harry there going on about racism now, and he knows all about it, and the Queen still hasn't said nothing. But the thing with the republic is, once it's a republic, Murray's might get a worse deal. I mean, look at America. That's my view on that. So, to me, you know, like, it's the Union Jack on this country that's the long-standing problem. I mean, people might be happy to see a Murray flag with the Southern Cross on it. You know, that might satisfy everybody, but that's just my artistic dreaming.
Sure. Well, we need a compromise somewhere along the lines in regard to a treaty or change in date of celebration of Australia, or change in constitution, all the above.
Yeah, get rid of Captain Cook on the highway.
That too, you know, that's another conversation.
Well, you know, people have to accept today and see what's happening around the rest of the world. But, you know, we had a small protest in Cairns and it was good. But you know, the local press didn't even put it in. It wasn't in the paper. It wasn't on the TV, as far as I know.
No, that's right. Didn't get a lot of coverage.
No.
Falls on deaf ears, but we're used to that as in First Nation people.
Yeah, that's right. And so we just keep going, and that's why. Anyway, that's all I've got to say today. And I'm making a bit of progress, and Rick Muller's going to call me back. And I told them they don't want to stir me up no more because I'm full on activity.
Well, you're fighting for land rights in more ways than one, my brother.
I'm fighting for a 6x4 foot plot, you know.
A small plot, that's it. It's sad, but yes, I love the fight.
Mate. And it's humiliating and degrading that I've got to do this. And anyway, you'll get the full copy of the paper.
Fill in your pen, please do, my brother. You take care. All the best, Tone.
Thank you, boy.
Bye-bye. There with Tony Gibbs and adding to the conversation. Murray, going to sign off for you, Mob. I thank you very much for your company. We're back in the hot seat again tomorrow with that daily number, 1-800-422-416, National Talk Black, voice for our people. So, yes, do utilise it and add to the conversation. You got a 24-hour text, 045-714-0550. That's the number you want to text. And our Facebook page as well, BBM 987 FM. Otherwise, stay black, stay deadly, stay strong. More importantly, stay safe. We're still in COVID-19. Don't forget that. Too deadly.
We moral.